Old hospital beds, chairs, file cabinets, wash basins, dressers, even bathroom sinks were being loaded onto trucks at the old Cedar Hedge nursing home in Rouse's Point. The new owners of the facility planned to completely renovate the building and decided to donate everything in it to the North Country Mission of Hope. Sister Debbie Blow has been leading missions to Nicaragua for years.
The Mission of Hope is a spiritual humanitarian organization founded back in 1998 to assist the poorest of the poor in Nicaragua, which is the second poorest country in our hemisphere. We actually are located in Chiquilistagua, which is a small village outside of the large capital city of Managua. We sponsor 4 orphanages, a disability center, 4 hospitals, and 5 or 6 different schools as well. We are trying to empty out Cedar Hedge Nursing Home. We'll be shipping, hopefully, if we can get the funds, a couple of containers worth of medical equipment and supplies to Nicaragua.
Once the material was taken out of Cedar Hedge, volunteers trucked it to a donated storage building in Plattsburgh. Mission leadership team member Kathy Epler was helping to unload.
There's so much need. We went to a hospital that didn't have enough hospital beds. The hospital itself was so dingy. Poor electricity. There were only a couple rooms with air conditioners. One was in a room with women in labor. They've shared beds. As a mother who's been through labor 3 times, to be delivering a child and in labor, sharing a bed with someone, I mean, that hospital is in such dire need. And that's just one example. There are conditions down there that we wouldn't even think of sending our pets to. So even beds like this that have been out of use for a while, it's going to be like Christmas to them.
Many of the volunteers who spent 2 days moving the beds, lamps, tables, truckloads of items, have been on mission trips to Nicaragua, including Darcy Rabidu, who has been 3 times.
A lot of times that stuff gets tossed. What an awesome idea to even think of the Mission of Hope. It's like almost sometimes this wouldn't be good enough for people in the U.S. And down there, all these dressers, they can put their clothes in, the beds. If you can imagine being in a hospital, not having a bed at all, for them to be able to sleep on a mattress or sometimes a normal bed. Those little carts that come across the bed so you can eat. Things we just sometimes just take for granted. I mean, wheelchairs. It's amazing what that will do for somebody down there. Because now somebody that was not able to move anywhere can maybe just move around their house now or outside to sit with their family while the kids play. It's just little things like that that we don't even think, oh, well, that's not really big of a deal. That's huge.
This is the second largest donation the Mission of Hope has ever received. The largest was the contents of the former Plattsburgh Air Force Base Hospital and the shipping of the materials. This time, the Mission of Hope must ship the items themselves, and they are working to raise the money to send at least 2 containers at $10,000 each to Nicaragua. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.